Okay, so our agenda today, I just shared. And I didn't see that anybody took me up on my volunteer scribe early. So I'm going to put the call out for people to volunteer for a scribe today. We keep a list, which is feeling increasingly not useful. But we need a scribe. So basically, you'll take a brief summary of what each person says. You just type their name and your summary of what they said, and hit return. So it's not that hard. You can do it without having a lot of experience. The only thing is, if there's someone that you don't recognize, feel free to speak up and say, who is it that just spoke? Well, while people are thinking about scribe duties, our IT note is that this is the W3C credentials community. As part of the W3C, anyone can participate in these calls. However, any substantial contributions to the CCG work items must be with the full IPR of the W3C as per the credentials community license. So if you want to do that, join W3C and join this community, and you will be asked to sign the contributor's license. These minutes and an audio recording of everything said on this call are archived at our website on GitHub. We use IRC to queue speakers, so if you're not on IRC right now, you should consider getting on. There are a variety of ways to join us. Once you're on IRC, type present plus to make sure that your name is on the attendee list. While we're using our IRC, we use the queue command, that's queue plus, to basically add yourself to the list to speak. If you're not on IRC for some reason, please ask to be put on the queue. Hold on 1 second. I hate notifications. All popping up all at the same time. Okay. Please be brief if you when you ask your question or your comment, so that others can participate. You can always queue plus again. So we're back to scribe selection. Oh, Manu, are you temporarily scribing or?
I can scribe today, except for no, actually, I'll scribe maybe while Ling can take the first item.
Okay.
Yep, I'll.
Thank you very much. So scribe is Manu today, who is historically known for doing more than his share. So do consider scribing at future meetings. We're going to be calling for scribes the day before or maybe the hour before, et cetera, to try to speed this process up. The next stage of our agenda is introductions and reintroductions. Do we have anybody who is new to the CCG? Anybody new that's not okay, and so we'll go next to reintroductions. Anybody who hasn't reintroduced themselves for a while, this is an opportunity to sort of share you've got some job changes or some other news or whatever. Does anybody want to reintroduce themselves?
This is Adrian.
Sure, go ahead.
So I'm Adrian Gropper. I am a volunteer CTO of a nonprofit called Patient Privacy Rights, and my role in general is as a privacy expert, sort of also trying to represent the interest of the consumer in this process. What is new about what's going on these days is that I'm heavily involved in trying to develop a common language about the various services that are built around SSI. This work started around RWAT 9, and I've created this slide deck, which has been widely shared a couple of weeks ago, that tried to introduce the concept of separation of concerns to try and gain some consensus around the various protocol work that's going on in the different SSI-related groups. I'll stop there.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We'll move on now to announcements. So we do have an announcements page, which sometimes has more detail than what we talk about on our call. But right now, things are a little light in the announcements. So we continue to have our DID Resolution Task Force meeting on Thursdays. If you're interested in that, that happens from 1 to 2 p.m. on Pacific time, or, you know, 10 o'clock to, excuse me, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock Universal time, Greenwich time. Well, it's technically Universal time, whatever. We're closing out action items and work items and planning for the next year over the next couple of weeks. If you've got a work item that you would like to be seen done in 2020, you can fill out a work item template. And as I said before, we're trying to, you know, get scribes to volunteer earlier. Are there any announcements that, you know, we should have on this list? You know, things that are coming up in the next couple of months that our community ought to be aware of? So, looks like it's pretty light on conferences and events. Oop, here goes Manu. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a DID working group face-to-face that's coming up in January in Europe, probably in London. Just as a heads up, nothing settled, but if you're in the neighborhood and are not a part of the DID working group, there's always an opportunity to join as kind of an observer by asking, you know, the chairs and things like that. So just a heads up for those of you that might be in the area.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not on the IRC, but there is a glossary working group being spun up in DIF, and I'm one of the co-chairs, and it's, I believe it's going to meet on Mondays at 4:30 Central Time, which is 2:30 Pacific.
Okay. So how do people who are not members of DIF participate?
I will when it's, we're very, like Mrs., I believe it will be fine for anyone to join the mailing list about this and join the calls.
Okay. Well,
I will
have
information
on that
to the list when it's available. It's not even up yet. I mean,
okay. Thank you very much.
The first call isn't until, I think the first call is November 7th. So before then, we'll post something to the list.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, so there are no other announcements. We'll move to our last standard action item, which is our review next queue. So we manage I should say, we, the chairs of the community group, manage everything through this community repo, and so we have a variety of issues there, and then we mark issues as review next to discuss at in these sessions. So in the queue, the oldest item is creating a DID explainer for the W3C tag. That was never, I think, formally a work item per se. It was a requirement of DIDs. Can we close that, or what is the, I guess, is Dan online? Brent here? Anyhow, I'm not sure what the process is of closing this out or moving it over to DID working group. Or is this something we're still supposed to be doing? Manu, go ahead.
So I don't think it's an official, it's not in the charter. The explainer, I don't think, is in the charter for the DID working group, mm-hmm. But they can basically publish any document they want to as a note, typically, and it kind of falls into maybe introductory text. I would say that before you drop this, you might want to check with the chairs of the DID working group to see if they're willing to take the item up, because if they're not, then, it's just going to be dropped and no one's going to be working on it. And I think it's on there, I think, because we felt it was a pretty important document.
Right.
Yep, so that's it.
Thank you. What is Brent's GitHub handle?
It's Brent Zundel. I went for the really clever one. But Dan and I can talk about this, and we'll reach out to you.
Okay, thanks. Our next item on our queue there is there it is. Sorry, my internet is slow today for some reason. Future meeting. We basically had some discussion around supporting contributions to JSON-LD contexts and supporting documentation. One of the questions we have is, continuing this dialogue. There has been a proposal for a, for this being a work item. Are there any other people that want to do a demo or of their schemas or JSON-LD contexts before we, kick off the work on creating a new task force on this topic or work item? So again, if you're doing schema work, have something you want to share, or some information or resources or whatever before we form some kind of work item for this, please let the chairs know. The next question in the review next is the VC maintenance charter. So this is a little confusing in the sense that the W3C is in the midst of trying to figure out how to do sort of ongoing work. There is a proposal for, the working group before it completed said, any additional stuff the CCG is responsible for. And we did accept that in the working group, although we didn't really have a process for that. That was going to be part of our job to create the process. There is now a proposal for a maintenance charter where the consensus building work happens in the CCG, and the but the final results would be reviewed by the chairs of the DID working group and the DID W3C verifiable claims working group if the charter is approved, and they have a process to actually approve it. The CCG cannot approve changes to standards. So my question here is, what are the next steps that we have to do here? I mean, is our next step figuring out, you know, what is a process for that or assembling things? It's not really been part of our sort of work items to think about this type of thing. Do we, you know, get to do a regular work item, and then when we get to the point where it's a note level of consensus, then we just pass it on to the new group if it's formed? Manu, go ahead.
Well, I think Kim, I don't know, Kim, do you want to go first?
Sure, yeah. So yeah, we this is just closing out, let's see. During last meeting, we did a proposal, got the heads up on adopting this as a maintenance charter. Then right after that, we sent out an email describing the 7-day heads up for any objections. We haven't gotten any objections. So during this meeting, I think we can call final approval of it.
Okay, so we'll do that first. Sorry, I misunderstood.
And Manu, Dan's on the queue as well.
Yep. Manu, go ahead.
Yeah, so what Kim said, there is, and there's this comment where we basically opened the resolution and the charter up for like W3C management review. So that's happening in the W3C charter drafts thing. And, you know, noted that we have a 7-day, you know, wait period for objections. And so as long as we wrap that up on the call today, then it's up to W3C management to then take the charter forward at the W3C with the W3C membership and all that kind of stuff. We don't expect there to be really any issues with that. And then after, on kind of our own time frame, on the CCG's time frame, we do probably need to spend a little bit of time talking about like what that process looks like. So there are a couple of processes, right? Almost all the work has to do with making sure that we continue to refine the verifiable credentials data model specification and the implementation guidelines and all that kind of stuff. And we're just, you know, gaining consensus in this group. So I can't imagine our work mode's going to change that much, but we may actually have a work item that we want to adopt that falls into our typical work mode, which is, you know, a group meets on its own maybe once a month to review things that need to be changed in the spec. We go through some amount of consensus building, put it out to the CCG for review, and maybe other groups for a broader review if there are big changes. And then once we have buy-in here, we kind of push it off to the VCWG. But that we don't have to do that like immediately. If we do that sometime in the next month or two, we'll probably be fine.
Okay. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah. I had something else I want to talk about, but first, a comment to something Mona just said. I think something we probably need sooner rather than later is at least a place for comments to go. That's really the most important. So as people have issues, that they know where they can file those issues, and then maybe they'll get worked on and maybe they won't, just depending on what the CCG determines. But what I originally put myself on the queue to say was that to sort of explain to people that the working group now is not really there to do work, actually. The working group is there as a collection of members of W3C to make a determination on whatever proposal comes from the CCG as to whether it still stays within the charter, it has had all reviews that are appropriate, it meets the IPR requirements necessary for anything that goes into the spec, and so on. So it's a different working mode than people have been used to in the past. And the main reason for this is that the working group is not something that we expect many people are going to remain members of for long periods of time. Right, so it's not really a great group for discussions while it's in maintenance mode. You know, there are no regular teleconferences or anything like that. So I hate to use the word rubber stamping because that sounds bad. Essentially, it's like a thumbs up, thumbs down. Yep, this is good, it goes in. Or no, the CCG needs to fix some things first and then send it back to us. So I hope that clarifies a little bit for people on the call.
Okay.
Ratification
so,
group.
Yes,
great term,
I like that.
Dave Lungley.
So at this point, are you and Matt still the chairs? Is it you and someone else? What's the status of that, of the if it's proposed? I mean, I guess it's being proposed, but if it's approved.
Well, the proposal has both me and Matt continuing as chairs.
Okay.
You know, that can be modified, obviously, as needed. So
okay.
If Matt is unable to remain working on it, then we'll come up with another chair, for example, another co-chair.
Okay. So I'd like to propose an action item for you two, which is that we need PRs. Well, one, you know, we already have approval for the work, you know, for the work item to do this. So as far as creating a repo, I don't have, you know, we can just go ahead and create one for you. Let us know what name you want. But the, but we need a little bit about the process. Like, you know, what was just said needs to be written down. And then we also need, like, on the webpage, the W3C CCG webpage, something about this work, like to tell people if you wish to comment on or make changes or suggest things for the verifiable credential specification, here's where you go. I don't think the chairs of this group are going to be good at like writing up what that call for action is on the homepage. Is that, are you willing to accept that action item?
Yes, I will. I will kick that off. I think Manu and I need to talk about the repo and how you know how that should work. But then, once we have a proper place, then yes, I'm happy to do that.
Okay. So, am I doing that right?
Well, you don't need two actions.
I don't know what happened there. Okay.
But yes.
And then the second.
Yes, you're doing it right. Action colon will show up.
Okay. So the second action is, you know, we need process summary and action. We need, you know, we need a PR to W3C CCG homepage to refer to CCG. Okay, so we've done the 7 days. Manu, do we need to, you're our best process person, do we need to form, I mean, we did our plus ones last time, right? Do we still need a action item or?
I don't think so. I mean, we gave people plenty of warning that it was going to happen. We said, you know, it's going to be open for 7 days. If there are no objections, it's just going to close. So I think we're good to go. We could do a proposal and resolution, but that feels like process over engineering. So I think we're good as is. We just wait for today to end. And if there are no objections, then, everything proceeds.
Okay, thank you very much. Any last comments on this agenda item? Already did you?
Actually, I put myself on there for a different reason. It was mostly just a call to action for this group. So now this group has a pretty big effect on kind of the maintenance of the verifiable credential spec and the implementation guidance and all that kind of stuff. And we really need help, like desperately need help for people to move that along. Don't assume that the same people that moved it along before are going to be the same people that continue to move it along. Usually and quite often there's kind of like a changing of the guard that happens with these specifications from one version to the next. So if you're interested in participating or, you know, helping out with editorial work or, you know, suggested, you know, changes to the implementation guide or advances to the implementation guide, please use this as an opportunity to kind of jump in and roll up your sleeves and help out.
Can I ask for another action item, which is for you or someone, the chairs, to send a final email about the CCG and the process to the old BC working group list, including asking for volunteers?
Yep, we can do that. In fact, anyone can do that, but yep.
Okay. So moving forward, our last one on our review next queue is that a proposal was made for a new work item working on a schema. This is based on the Workday presentation that was prepared by G.L. Cohen, I forget what his first name is, and Ori Steele. A real brief discussion, do we want to accept that as a work item? We do have the requisite two people from two different groups that want to work on it. Gabe, that's right. Do we have any objections to that as a starting point? They've said they're very open to making changes and stuff. They're not trying to say, you know, our way or the highway. So, but I kind of want to get a feeling for other people that are willing to, you know, participate in this or read through versions of it or even, you know, participate in some calls. Just trying to get the chairs basically are trying to make sure that there's sufficient, you know, energy and whatever for us to tackle that as a work item. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, Brent and I have been doing some work on schemas and enhancing schemas in the sovereign ecosystem, in the indie ecosystem, and so I think this is an area of interest for us as well. Maybe we can come to some kind of a merge in the middle on some of the things that we've been doing and that they've been doing and adopt the best practices from both.
That would be great. That's exactly the kind of thing I'm looking for, is that, you know, we're not just codifying, you know, things from a single community, but that we're between communities. So that would be great. Autonomy?
Yeah, Nate Otto here. I would love to participate in this work item. I think that plus one to including it in work items adopted by this group, and I'd like to participate particularly with the open badges angle, seeing if we can explore the idea of open badges as a schema that can be delivered in a verifiable credentials envelope.
Okay. So at this point, I would say that, you know, we have enough, you know, interest and communities involved. Joe or Kim, do you agree?
Yeah, plus one from Joe.
Okay. Kim?
I need to catch up on this a little bit later. Sorry, I've lost my wallet.
Well, just the thing is,
I'll catch up.
The idea is that we just, as chairs, we're saying this working group can proceed and be an official working group as far as we're concerned, and then we just do an acknowledge from the larger community.
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay. So to be clear, the way the CCG, excuse me, the community group process in general at W3C does not require consent from the whole community to start a working group. Theoretically, within some limits, anybody who wants to do an arbitrary work item can do so. We, as the credentials community group, have said, well, we need a work item. We need a proposal. We need chairs, we need editors for that task. We have that. We have other people that are interested in it, and since we believe that there's sufficient support for this, it just happens. So I believe that is the way that we don't need to do a plus one or a whole approval of everybody to form a work item. We do need the approval of this whole CCG to approve any of their work items, say to take it to a node or whatever. So, so officially that work item is approved, I'll puzzle through how to do the GitHub. So that's it for the review next. But I think you can see that the community is trying to, or the chairs in particular, are trying to be careful about our work items so that we can actually get work done and finished, which sort of leads us to the rest of our agenda today. So we have this list of work items, and we really would like to close some things out by the end of the year in some form. So for those items that aren't making progress or or are almost complete and just need a little bit more, et cetera. So I proposed a couple of different things as far as categories of discussing this in the agenda. As examples, items that are close to complete, and we really want you to publish some form of final report. You can always, do another one later if you feel like, but we just want to, get it off our agenda. We have some items like the explainer, maybe the primer that should maybe be moved to other places. We have items that just there's no progress has been made, and the editors are haven't been active, so we need to find new editors for them. Of course, they're the items we're keeping. Obviously, the DIB resolution task force has been doing a great job. They're meeting every week. They're reporting out what they're doing, and then there are a number of work items that are just, they're not making progress. We don't have sufficient, community support. So we'd like to go through that. Does anybody have any sort of general comments around us kind of wrapping up some of these types of things before we tackle a lot of new work? Any general comments or questions? Okay, so we're just going to go methodically through this. If you look at the work items list, it's in three broad categories. The things that are ongoing community drafts, mostly registries, things that the goal is for us to get to a community report, of some kind that is specification-oriented. Community notes and commentaries are more free forms. So you can see we have a large number of these, and it's not, you know, clearly some things, are finished, like the DIDs, et cetera. So I'm just going to, you know, start at the top. I mean, we have, four registries. The DID method registry, the VC status registry, the linked data cryptographic suite registry, and the key format registry. So I've seen activity on, obviously, the DID method registry and the key format registry. I presume that the VC status registry, we're going to make progress on it. Dan or anybody else on that one, what's kind of the story with keeping that up to date? What else is required? I mean, is it active? Do we have a process for it? Joe, go ahead.
So I guess as I'm directing this to Manu or Dan. Do we know anything about whether W3C is going with this process in terms of, I would like to move these from rough draft to something else, but I think we're caught in a redesign of the process.
Yeah, let's let Manu speak to it. You're right about the redesign thing in process, so we need to just do our own thing. Go ahead, Manu.
Yeah, cool. What Dan said. So it's going to be a bit of us kind of doing a stopgap until the W3C process is in there. So if we look, someone that's messing with ICE is not muted. Please mute. So for these four registries, the DID method registry is not in the DID working group charter. And it seems to be being managed just fine in the CCG, like we're keeping up. There's a question of where that really should go. So Dan, I think that might be a question, like an issue that the DID working group should discuss. But for the time being, it's fine in the CCG. The VC status registry is something that I think the expectation is that the new VCWG will take it over. It will become, you know, a work item. I think that's in the modified charter. But we will still, the CCG will still manage it, right? So I think, you know, that stays in the CCG. The LD Crypto Suite and LD Keys stuff is basically waiting on a working group to start up, a linked data security working group to start up at W3C. So again, the CCG is the only one that is kind of managing both of those things. And they're all active right now, right? So we've pulled in pull requests for all of them, I believe, in the past couple of weeks. And I don't expect that to change in the next 6 months or so, right, while the rest of this W3C stuff is sorted out. So I think we don't have to really worry about the W3C process on this stuff until it becomes, until the 2020 process is ratified. And even then, I have a feeling it's probably not going to affect us all that much. So that's all I have on those items.
Thank you, Manu. Dimitri?
Yes, I wanted to check in on the status of the key format registry and ask if there is not an almost 100% overlap with the cryptographic suite registry.
Manu, go ahead and jump ahead of me.
Yeah, I thought we merged the two. I thought the cryptographic, it's the Crypto Suite Registry,
right.
Linked Data Crypto Suite Registry, which contained, things like signature suites, and it contained key formats in it. So I thought it was just one.
So I thought so too, but it sounds like it's the link from the work items is to a separate object.
Okay.
So
we
I just
should,
wanted to double check
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we should basically eliminate the key registry and just make it one crypto suite registry. Or,
okay.
You know.
Cool.
Okay. Okay. So I added as an action to merge the two crypto LG registries and fix the appropriate links. So my question was, this is the first I've heard of the crypto LG working group. How do we, and I think there was some other thing that was we're kind of involved in, but I didn't actually see on the CCG mailing list. That was another W3C thing. So there's two questions I have to, what is the status of that working group? But then also the larger question of how do we get information put on the CCG mailing list about these sort of emergent W3C things? Because like I said, I didn't see anything about it. So Manu, go ahead.
So I do think we covered it on one of the calls, but I'm sure it got buried almost immediately. We had a breakout session at W3C TPAC that was called a Linked Data Security kind of breakout session. During the breakout session, we identified so the minutes from that are public. You can find them from, I think, the W3C TPAC breakout session page. I'll try to find it, those minutes again. But basically, there's a desire from W3C to kick off an LD security working group to work on basically the linked data proofs, linked data signatures, packaging formats. So again, to be very clear, this is not new crypto. We're not inventing new crypto. We're just talking about packaging formats. But there is also a work item for RDF dataset normalization, which a bunch of other linked data groups want to see done as well. So we are currently waiting on two independent mathematical proofs on the RDF dataset normalization algorithm, and we're waiting on independent peer reviews of both papers. And then we're waiting on the merging of those papers into a single a peer-reviewed document that can be used to standardize something at W3C. So basically, that's the status. We're hoping that work is done by the end of this year. That's a pretty aggressive timeline on that. But, expectation is by maybe mid next year, we'll have a linked data security working group that's moving the linked data proof, signatures, keys, crypto suites, that kind of, and RDF dataset normalization stuff forward as an official, standard, global standard.
So it sounds like the data, the LD, the register, I'm trying to remember the name of that other CCG that we kind of run through here, I think I'm listed as the chair. It sounds like we need to do some reports. Like, it sounds like these things are work items and we need to publish them as reports to feed into a working group process. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I think we should get these into our work item queue that we need to be, I don't mind a fast track report if it's, good, solid work with a variety of community reviews. So, but we don't have it, on our task list. So I'm just, I'm not going to make it an action, but, if we're going to be doing these things, we need a work item proposal and who's the editor and, what's the target. So that's going through the registries. So our main action item there is we're going to merge two of the registries, and we had this emergent thing of you know, a potential new work item. Obviously, if we move now to the community reports, the decentralized identifiers did become a final community report. So actually, the current stage is a final report, so it's actually wrong on there. The object capabilities for linked data. So we had OCAP LD, but there's also ZCAPs, et cetera. What is the status of this work item? I haven't seen any work on it. It doesn't sounds like ZCAPs is another potential, you know, work item or whatever. Do we close this work item? New editor, what's our Manu, go ahead.
Yeah, just to mention that the OCAP work and the ZCAP work is the same thing. The only difference between the two is the name. So it's you know, ZCAPs are a subset of OCAPs. There's been some discussion with Mark Miller about that. I think Chris Weber continues to look into this stuff. I know that DigiBazaar, we have an implementation of that. And are moving the technical implementations forward, but the spec has not gotten any love in a while. So it's not, you know, we don't want to shut it down because we're actively using it and actively trying to document it so that the rest of the community can kind of participate in that work. Technical stuff's moving forward, but the spec, you know, basically needs an editor to push it forward. I think Dimitri it's on his queue, but I, you know, there are many other things on Dimitri's queue as well. So,
okay. So what is? I know that Diff has been talking about some OCAP stuff, and I don't quite know on Sovereign. Does anybody from those communities or other communities, Solid, et cetera, have a particular interest in this work item, you know, want to be, you know, an editor with it? I'm confused on where to go with this because it, you know, it hasn't seen activity. You know, it seems a little ill-defined, et cetera. Although, you know, there is one community, the Veris One community, that is planning on using it. Hold on. Does anybody know what's going on in the DIF community or Sovereign or Solid regarding OCAPs, ZCAPs? Dimitri, go ahead.
Yep. So I just wanted to mention that Solid is also exploring using linked data authorization capabilities.
I'd really, to keep this work item going as part of the CCG, I'd really like to see another editor, and ideally somebody not from the Veris One community. So Dimitri or Manu or whatever, can you try to identify, you know, somebody from Solid or somebody, you know, else that is doing some work in this area to potentially be an editor and move this forward? You know, single editor things like what's going on with Chris Weber right now tend not to work.
Yeah, we'll try. It's, you know, it's been, I think the big issue is it's one of those background technologies that no one really wants to, you know, or it's hard to work on those kinds of things. But yeah, we'll try. We've got a couple of people. I mean, the most obvious ones are the Agoric folks. So maybe we can go and chat with them a bit. And there have been a couple of other folks lately that have said that they're starting to use it in systems as well. We'll try to see if we can convince them to do some spec editing.
Okay. So thank you very much. Let me know on that. Now, we have this long item, which keep on pestering you guys on, which is the credential handler API in Polyfill. And Kim, I'm sorry, go ahead.
yeah, it looks like there's not significant development in diff.ocap. There's one thing Ori did, said he contributed this OCAP LD. That's not, that link is dead. So I just searched the Slack to find if there's any conversations about OCAP, and there was just some people wondering if anyone's working on OCAP, and so it didn't really seem like there's thriving discussion. And it turns out this link is dead anyway. So
yeah, there was a document once. I'm not sure where it went. I might have gotten renamed or something. We'll have to investigate that dead link.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So we need to fix that in the okay. So anyhow, the credential handle API in Polyfill. I know that you guys are actively using it. I don't know if the spec conforms to your work, but you know, we really would like to see this, you know, advance to at least the next level, which is a release draft, or even just, you know, a report and call it. Right now there's no activity on it. Its status is, Manu or team, what do you guys want to do about that spec?
Yep. So, let's see. Oh, did we lose? No. So here's the spec, the Chappie credential handler API spec. There has been an implementation of it for, you know, 3+ years. This comes out of the web payments work at W3C. So here's a demo, the demo site for it with a whole bunch of code, the Polyfill's, you know, open source. Multiple organizations have used it. Unfortunately, some of them are not being very public about their usage of it, and we'd really like that to change. But of course, we can't get folks to talk if they don't want to talk publicly about their usage of this stuff. There is something that happened at TPAC. So the implementations have been, they continue to be worked on, right? So work continues there. We have some demonstrated interop going, but unfortunately it's with people that are not being public about that interop right now. Most recently, we were approached by Mozilla and Google, and in fact, Microsoft's also part of this as well as Coil. They're trying to do something very similar to the Credential Handler API, and we're talking with them about the things that we would need for moving verifiable credentials and authorization capabilities across a multi-origin setting on the web. So what I just linked to from Marcos at Mozilla, Marcos is the chair of the web applications working group at W3C and heads up a lot of the work between the various browser teams between Mozilla and Google and Microsoft. They're proposing this mechanism that would effectively standardize what Chappie does today, but make it native in all browsers and enable native wallets and agents and web-based wallets and agents to move verifiable credentials back and forth from issuer to verifier to wallet. So this is a pretty huge step forward. This is what we were hoping for, 3+ years ago when we put Credential Handler API together. That's kind of where we are. We don't feel like we can finish up the spec because we've just now started talking with, the Mozilla folks about this, and like super preliminary. We certainly don't want to drop the work because, you know, finally we're seeing some traction with this stuff. I think the desire is to work through the requirements from this community with Mozilla and Google and Microsoft and then their browser teams, see if we can get 100% of the way there. And if we can, I think we would just effectively defer to their modal window proposal, right, as long as it does everything that Chappie can do. So anyway, that's kind of where we are with that spec.
what I would really like to see, so right now it's not listed because it's an unreleased draft. I would like you guys, since you are using it, yes, you can put at the top of it that, you know, this is, because we don't do specs here. I mean, we don't do standards here. But I would, you know, I mean, this should be listed as something that was worked on that reached some level of things, and we should basically release it and basically say we're not going to go to a final report. It doesn't need multiple implementations for that, but I really want to, you know, get it listed as, you know, something. You can put notes in there that it's going somewhere else, or we can have a new work item if that community wants to do it in the CCG. But, you know, just having it hanging there is not the kind of thing we want to have as an example. So what is it? Can you at least get it to a released draft stage and with your notes and comments?
That is really so lonely. I'll scribe for you. I don't know where we find the time to do that. I think that's the issue.
Okay. Anyhow, I just don't like it hanging there and, you know, giving people, you know, kind of mixed impressions. So, Dimitri, you had a comment.
Right. I just wanted to add on to what Manu was saying. He covered pretty thoroughly the implementation side of it. I just wanted to add that the reason there's not a lot of activity on the spec itself is that it's largely been stable for the last couple of years. Most of the work has just been on like implementation details on the polyfills and on actually using it in the wild. The spec itself hasn't really changed recently that much.
So to me, that's a release draft. You know, maybe 2 years ago, we should have said, "Hey, this is a draft. People are beginning to play around with it, and use it." Anyhow, I may be pushing too hard here, but you know, there is a, you know, anyhow, I'd like to move things forward. Let's move on to Dave, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what do we need to say to declare it a release draft? We could just do that, which would be fine.
Yep.
So we're happy to declare it a release draft for now so that it is marked as such. And then work can continue.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, if you want to add some commentary in the top of, you know, that, you know, of these, you know, your existing uses and you know, other you know, things that are emerging, that would be great. But I would love to see it as a release draft. Joe, go ahead. That's exactly. Joe, I think you're on mute.
Sorry about that. Does it have a version? I think that's, I mean, as long as it has a version, we can point to a version, then we can do a release draft.
I can go look and see if it does. If it doesn't, we'll put one on there, and then that's it.
Perfect. Yeah, that may be all you need to do.
Okay. Moving down the list, the DID resolution work has been proceeding. They have a task force meeting every week. They've been posting their minutes and audio recordings. You know, they got chastised for not having minutes for one thing, and it was duly noted, and the next one did. So that all sounds like we're making good progress there. Now we have three projects where the output is not the W3C, it is the IETF. Those drafts are good for, I think, 6 months. What's the status of that? Should we just publish these as reports? Do we just, you know, having the, you know, do we need to do more work on them?
Which one specifically? Is it the multi-hash, multi-base hash?
Yeah.
One?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can definitely do drafts. I'm wondering if it's really buying us anything to do, because they're ITF drafts and they're kind of published on a regular basis there. Do we need to do that, I guess is the question. Also, a note
well,
on top
think,
of the
yeah,
hour.
It's part of, I mean, it's our work. You know, we've said we can do more than just stuff for the W3C. So as a representative of a report or a release draft that gets listed of things that we've done, you know, with the header at the top that this is intended for ITF. But, you know, we want to have a version number. We want to, you know, have it be, we want to, to have a point. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, so I guess my question, Matt, is have these been handed off to the IETF and we can retire them?
Mm-mm. No, they haven't been.
So we're still shepherding them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're drafts. In fact, they have to be, like, resubmitted every 6 months or something. Until their working groups accept it.
Yep, correct.
So we do have a task of within 6 months we need to do an update of some kind.
Yeah, and we've been hitting that button. Like, you know, there have been changes that have been going into the spec based on like for example the HTTP signatures has been. Anyway, people have been submitting issues. We've been modifying the spec as a result of those issues, and then we've been turning the crank at ITF to republish. But that doesn't require us to really do anything here. I see Justin's on the queue.
Justin, go ahead.
Yeah, I know we're over time, but I just wanted to say in a lot of cases, these drafts have not actually been submitted to the IETF at all. They have been published as internet drafts, which is not any commitment on the part of the IETF to bring these into a working group. And until they are brought into either a working group or under the wing of an area director, they really don't... They're not really part of the process at all there. So if this is something that we are trying to target in the IETF for some of these documents, in particular, I care a lot about the HTTP signatures work, then that needs to get into an actual working group and sooner rather than later, because if we start building dependencies on internet drafts, all bets are off as soon as it starts in the actual IETF process in terms of compatibility.
Yep. Okay, so we need to wrap up, but the whole point here is we have this thing, W3.org community credentials, and in on that page are the things that, you know, the community group, which has no standards power, is working on. I think, you know, if we go to the W3C and say, hey, there is consensus, there are people talking about it here in the W3C as well, that is a signal to the IETF community that, you know, this stuff should be taken seriously. But we do not have these things listed as drafts at all. So I'd like to get them to the point where they're internally, releases from us so that they're listed on this page. They don't have to go to final unless, you know, they truly are final and have been accepted by everybody, but at least we should get them into the drafts stage. So we're, you know, past the top of the hour. Thank you very much. We did, you know, make some progress on work items but we're definitely trying to close some of these things out so we can really move forward in the future. Next week's meeting, we're really going to be talking about we'll try to maybe close out a couple of other work items, but I want to really talk about, you know, the big tent versus, specs for the W3C track. What is the real purpose of the CCG? Thank you very much. Everybody have a good day.